Hey, everybody, we are fighting the Gilzelt, the censors. We go into that and so much more on the dodging, the weaving, the extra caution we have to take on everything we say because the censors are out to get this show. And that's why when you support us at charliekirk.com/support, you allow us to speak our mind and speak the truth. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. We are fighting the censors. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Did you know your family can save over $800 a year just by switching to Pure Talk from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? Look, I looked into Pure Talk. They do a great job, so listen carefully. What could your family do with an extra $800? It's like a stimulus. I have a stimulus package and a cell phone plan. It's pretty amazing. It's Pure Talk. Same coverage, same bars as the big carriers, but they charge you half. You definitely don't need to sacrifice customer service. Their team is based right here in the United States and some of the nicest people you'll ever talk to. Don't wait. Switch today. You can give your phone and your number or choose from a massive selection of the latest iPhones and Androids. Get unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. And if you go over on the data usage, they don't charge you for it. Grab your mobile phone and dial #250 and say Charlie Kirk. When you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say keyword Charlie Kirk. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless. So the big news today is Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader for now, coming out and saying that he wants to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. Play cut 26.
So today I want to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden. The President-elect is no stranger to the Senate. He's devoted himself to public service for many years. I also want to congratulate the Vice President-elect, our colleague from California, Senator Harris. Beyond our differences, all Americans can take pride that our nation has a female Vice President-elect for the very first time.
If you want to stay Senate Majority Leader, this is a very bad way to handle things right now. If you want to lose the Georgia runoffs, then go out of your way to go congratulate. Now, there is a way that you could have handled this, Senator McConnell, without using the word or the term congratulations. You could say, I'll speak here today to say, as a matter of fact, the Electoral College met yesterday, and according to the most recent tabulation of their votes, Joe Biden is certified as the Electoral College winner, as of right now. But to use that word congratulations feels almost a finger in the eye of those of us that are fighting for voter integrity and also, Senator McConnell, fighting so that you can remain Senate Majority Leader in Georgia. The hundreds of thousands of Trump voters that already feel disenfranchised, that are losing faith in their system, that put all of their hope into President Donald Trump and saw magnificent results in the last couple of years. They are going to be increasingly deflated if all of a sudden they see when they just get two more senators from Georgia that might be Republicans, the pageantry and congratulations to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. What exactly is worthy of congratulation? Running a operation and campaign where there are very serious allegations, running an operation where they didn't campaign at all whatsoever, lying about family connections and their son, the connections to their son, is that worthy of congratulations? Does Joe Biden deserve congratulations for selling our country out to the Chinese Communist Party and still being able to get very, very close to becoming president of the United States? You know that Mitch McConnell's own Senate inaugural committee is in a 3-3 tie still. We'll see how long that lasts. Now, I know what Senator McConnell is trying to do here. He's trying to be magnanimous. He's trying to be decent. He's trying to be the better person. Now, while I think all of that is admirable, I think none of that is wise or has any sort of understanding of the time that we're in our country right now. We are not dealing with normal Democrats. We are not dealing with just another election. First of all, we're dealing with the most interfered with election of my lifetime. But let's just talk about how the tech companies interfered with this election, let alone all of the other types of allegations that we've been covering on this program. $350 to $400 million pumped in for the Center for Technology and Civic Life. Tech companies that shut down Twitter accounts of the White House press secretary because she shared a story about Hunter Biden. The New York Post locked out of their Twitter account for, I think it was 11 to 14 days, almost 2 weeks. A complete and total silencing of the entire news cycle in regards to Joe Biden. Most people that voted had an incomplete picture of Joe Biden and his criminal family dealings all across the world. In fact, Joe Biden probably would not have even won with all the other allegations around it if voters would have known the depth and the complexity of the criminal network that he created. A media research poll came out and shows that 36% of Biden voters did not know that Joe Biden had serious ties to China, and 13% would have changed their vote. What does that mean? That means that Donald Trump would have probably won Georgia even with all of the nonsense by 3 to 4 points. He would have won Arizona by 2 to 3 points and Pennsylvania by 1 of 2 points. Omission of information is election interference. Not to mention Bill Barr withheld information as well. And some people say, well, it's not the Department of Justice's policy, or is the Department of Justice's policy to stay apolitical? By staying apolitical with someone who's running for president, you are, by definition, political. By withholding information from people who are trying to make an informed decision, you are therefore interfering with the decision-making process. When you go to buy a home, buy a car, choose a college for your kid, you want to get every single piece of information you can. That's why you have inspections. That's why you get third-party rated reports, so you know what you're about to go borrow a bunch of money in. Voting is no different. When you go and vote, it's quite logical and obvious that you want to know everything you possibly can about that candidate. I think it's fair to say we know everything, including even things that aren't even close to being true about Donald Trump. There is nothing about Donald Trump that has not been written. In fact, most of what has been written about Donald Trump is complete and total narrative fiction. It might as well be a C.S. Lewis or J.R.R. Tolkien novel, what they have done to Donald Trump. When it comes to Joe Biden, though, the framing, the positioning is a multi-decade public servant who rode the train from Delaware. Good old Scranton Joe, even though he hasn't lived in Scranton almost for, I think, 30 or 40 or 50 years since he was a child. Not to mention the Chinese interference in our election. Serious and real Chinese interference in our election. And so if Mitch McConnell wants to wake up on January 6th and be met with two of his Senate candidates all of a sudden trailing in Georgia, keep talking like this. Go out of your way to use the term congratulate. If he had to and was getting pressure, he could have at the very most, today I will recognize. I probably would have taken exception with that. But the term congratulations inherently means that you are applauding and recognizing an achievement of success. When do you use congratulations in your life? When people attain athletic accomplishments, when people get married, engaged. You typically don't use the term congratulations when someone just stole money from a bank. You don't go to your friends or your family members that might be engaging in criminal activity and say, congratulations. It's typically not the right way to handle things. Look, it's not often you get a gift for yourself, but I need to tell you about something that you gotta buy. It's called a hedge against all the craziness in the market. It's a free 22-karat American Gold Eagle coin. Not bad, right? A free 22-karat American Gold Eagle coin in a special presentation box. To qualify, you have to take out a precious metals IRA or 401k rollover with Noble Gold. Makes a lot of sense right now to keep your savings and investments safe. Who knows what the next administration will do or what's going to happen? So look, we don't know what's coming next. And you have to have a hedge. They're creating money. Austrian School of Economics is completely under attack. So if you guys want to hedge against all the market volatility, and we know what's coming, inflation is coming. Call 877-646-5347 and get this special coin offer, but don't hang around. That's 877-646-5347. Tell them that Charlie Kirk sent you. Again, that's Noble Gold, 877-646-5347. The Georgia Senate runoffs are critical. The good news about Georgia is that Republicans significantly outnumber Democrats in terms of voter registration. The bad news is that many of those Republicans are Trump voters. And they don't want to hear from Mitch McConnell a speech of congratulation, as if he was metaphorically toasting on the Senate floor Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's awfully suspicious campaign. I'm being careful with what I'm saying so that we, for obvious reasons. I think you all know exactly what I'm saying. And the Trump base is not going to automatically turn out for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue if they think that we are going to get more celebratory speeches from the United States Senate for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Now, Mitch McConnell very well could have said, I recognize what the Electoral College did, and that is the process. Mitch McConnell's a big process guy. But somebody thought it was a good idea to add the congratulation line, almost inferring in his speech, Joe Biden is no stranger to the U.S. Senate and our colleague Kamala Harris. You're right, he is no stranger to the United States Senate. He made tens of millions of dollars selling access to committees that he ran that even Chuck Grassley admits. If you want to win the Georgia runoffs, be more like Chuck Grassley and less like Mitch McConnell. Play cut 30.
For over a year, Senator Johnson and I investigated the Biden financial family dealings. We found that they engaged in potential criminal financial deals across the globe, including China, which created counterintelligence concerns. We showed our work, and we made our findings very public. But the liberal media and members of the other political party chose to dismiss our work.
What Mitch McConnell could have said is, I look forward to congratulating you once all the investigations are over and you guys can explain exactly what happened in early November. I run the United States Senate, and if things go well in Georgia, I'm going to continue to run the United States Senate, and congratulations will be offered once you can prove to me and to the American people that there is no cutting of corners or fraud. in this last election. However, what this signals to a lot of people is that the Republican establishment is licking their chops to a restoration of the empire before Trump. I want to be very clear about Mitch McConnell. I think he did a phenomenal job with judges, better than Senate Republicans did in years before him. Amy Coney Barrett, Kavanaugh, and Gorsuch, I thought he handled it wonderfully. I think Mitch McConnell has been very, very strong on refusing to bail out blue states that have locked down their states recklessly. However, as I always say, I am always going to call balls and strikes when it comes to Mitch McConnell and when it comes to what he is doing here. Just talking from a purely political science standpoint, if you want to win the races in Georgia, which I do, I am not one of these people that is going around saying boycott the vote, do not get engaged, do not get involved. But if you actually want to fail, then just keep on giving congratulations speeches, because to grassroots conservative voters, to people that have voted for the first time in 20 or 30 years for Donald Trump, this is the sort of insider language, nonsense, cronyism that gives them outrage, cynicism, and apathy towards the entire system. Senator Loeffler and Senator Perdue will win if they can convince grassroots voters, of which there are about 74 million of them across the country, and at least 1 to 1.5 million in Georgia, that they're not part of the establishment swamp. I want to tell you guys about Angel Tree. We've talked about this before on the Charlie Kirk Show. If you want to give back this Christmas season, I highly encourage you go to charliekirk.com, scroll down a little bit, and there's an Angel Tree banner. If you check it out, Angel Tree does amazing work. It is a prison fellowship that helps young children who have parents in prison. It gives them an opportunity to hear from their parents. It gives them a Bible this Christmas season. It's a phenomenal fellowship. If you go to charliekirk.com and you scroll down, click on that Angel Tree banner, we have actually exceeded our goal. We wanted to serve 1,477 children, and we have actually done 2,138. You guys did that. So let's try and keep going. If you guys go above that, that will be amazing. If you go to charliekirk.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. One of my very good friends who listens to this program and helps do a little research, he brought up such a good point. He said, Charlie, you're being so careful with what you're saying. He said, you understand that you're already participating in the self-censorship that they want to design. And I completely admit it. Because if I say one thing wrong right now, one thing that is just not completely within the guidelines that YouTube and Facebook have set forward, and this is the beginning of state-run totalitarianism in a way that we have always worried about, that we have always been scared of. It's already here. So right here, right now, in order for me to be able to broadcast to you, I have to kind of tap dance around some of these things because I want to reach you. Now, I very well could just say, let's not do the live stream. Let's talk on just radio or podcast, but then we wouldn't reach these hundreds of thousands of millions of people. And this is very similar to what the Soviet Union established in 1922 called the General Directorate for the Protection of State Secrets in the Press. And it's so funny, these totalitarians never changed. It was the official censorship and state secret protection organ in the Soviet Union. The censorship agency was established in 1922 under the main administration for literacy and publishing affairs, also known as Glavilt. And so if you go through exactly what they did, they would monitor communications similar to this, no different than the Masters of Menlo Park that are right now in Google and Facebook watching this live stream, it's the exact same thing that the Soviets did back in 1922. So YouTube has put forth guidelines saying that you're not allowed to talk about the election results past the safe harbor deadline. So they are basically acting as if a government. This is something that we have long talked about here on this program, that the Silicon Valley Soviet-style tech companies are more powerful than our own government. We've been ahead of this on the Charlie Kirk Show. We've been talking about this for a very long time. Since our program started about a year and a half ago, we were ahead of the curve on tech censorship. We've been talking about tech censorship for years. And most Republicans had no idea what we were talking about because many Republicans receive massive political contributions from Google and these tech companies. If you guys are wondering whether or not your elected representatives are being funded by Google, just check out a PAC. I think it's called NetPAC. I think it's called NetPAC, where it's Google's official PAC. And yeah, it's called Google NetPAC. You just go to NetPAC, look it up online, and you could see which one of your Republicans just take money from Google. And so many of our Republicans were purchased wholesale from NetPAC and from Google, and they did nothing when it came to Section 230 and to the growth of these trillion-dollar companies. Now, mind you, the tech censors and these data companies, they came in and they also funded many of the think tanks that a lot of you write checks to. You might get calendars from them every single year, and they say that they're conservative free market think tanks. Meanwhile, they are receiving hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, from the pseudo-insurgent rebellious government that exists in the Menlo Park, Silicon Valley area, where they have such unbelievable control over what I can say and what I do. If we're talking right here, I want you to understand how significant this is. If I say one thing wrong, they can destroy everything that we have when it comes to digital communication and broadcasting. The Soviet Union never even had that kind of power. And here's exactly how we expose this. We put it head on. I'm informing you that one day if I disappear, you know exactly why. Glavilt is why. The Soviet Union General Directorate for the Protection of State Secrets and the Press. Now, the reason why we're being a little bit more careful than usual is that I am not going to be above and beyond provocative and all of a sudden lose our entire audience. But for those of you out there that care about freedom of speech and you care about the free flow of ideas and you care about the marketplace, the capacity to disagree, this is the number one issue. For example, why is it that according to this poll by the Media Research Center, it's a stunning poll, that 35% of Biden voters were unaware that Biden was under serious sexual assault allegations? Why is it that 45% of Biden voters were unaware of the Hunter Biden scandal? Why is it that 25% of Biden voters did not know that Kamala Harris was the most leftist center? By the way, this was a post-election survey of 1,750 Biden voters in seven swing states. Did you know that 49% of Biden voters were unaware that Donald Trump achieved 33.1% economic growth? Did you know that 39% of Joe Biden voters were unaware that Joe Biden created 11.1 million jobs? Did you know that 43% of Biden voters were unaware that Donald Trump negotiated Middle East peace deals? Did you know that 50% of Joe Biden voters were unaware that Donald Trump achieved U.S. energy independence? Did you know that 36.1% never even heard the term Operation Warp Speed? Now, mind you, some of this is on the Donald Trump's campaign for not communicating this enough. In the three presidential debates there were, if you include the vice presidential debate, not once were the Middle East peace deals actually talked about. I think that was an error, and I think that was a mistake. But the main reason why 50% of Biden voters, according to this survey, never knew about any of this is because the flow of information, which is really the fate of our country, is all dependent on three or four tech companies that control everything. People are not willingly going and seeking to go be misinformed. It's the YouTube channels that they subscribe to. It's the news feed that they process information from. It's the Apple News notifications. It's the it's Twitter. It's Facebook. It's all of it. So just a normal suburban voter in Alpharetta, Georgia, when they go and flip through their news feed, they don't hear about Operation Warp Speed, Hunter Biden scandals, or they don't hear about how Donald Trump has made us energy independent or Middle East peace deals. Instead, they will see a montage of misrepresented quotes from Donald Trump or Donald Trump's taxes. And that slowly erodes people that spend a lot of time on social media, which is predominantly women and also especially suburban women and younger voters, to not have as positive a view of Donald Trump than they otherwise would. Now, in 2016, the tech companies had a much more laissez-faire view of how to actually run political speech. Facebook was blamed for this. And Facebook has been on a nonstop apology tour trying to prove to the Democrat Party that they're actually with them. That's why they donated $350 million for the Center for Technology and Civic Life. That's why they've been clamping down on disagreeable voices. That's why they've been demonetizing pages. And what did Facebook get in return? They're being sued by 48 states for being antitrust. So you try to win over the favor of the Democrats and they'll still come after you. Why? Because Democrats still don't think Facebook is doing enough. They don't like the fact that our Facebook page exists at all. They don't like the fact that YouTube hasn't kicked off the Charlie Kirk YouTube page. They don't just want the hateful people to be down. To them, anyone that disagrees with them is full of hate. All of them. They want no disagreement. They want no one, zero, to ever be able to say anything that might be threatening to their power grab. And the Soviet mentality, the General Directorate for the Protection of State Secrets in the Press, which is known as Glavilt in Russian, is exactly what we're living through right now. Right now, what we're experiencing is the most targeted censorship campaign against anyone that might point out precisely what they have done to our country. And it's being done by powerful rulers who are the modern day equivalent of czars, dictators, pharaohs, at the expense of normal people. And so some of you say, Charlie, why did you stop the YouTube live stream the last couple days? Because we were trying to get the landscape. And quite honestly, we had an understandable apprehension that this entire feed and channel might completely and totally disappear. And my friend messaged me, and he's so right. He says, Charlie, I can see you're being more careful. And we are. And all of you experience this in one way or the other. You just experience it not necessarily with Facebook and YouTube, but when you're around your family and your friends and you're less likely to all of a sudden engage in a certain topic or conversation because you're afraid of being deplatformed or canceled. The fight for whether or not we are going to take control of these tech companies and at least allow disagreeable speech to exist is the most important fight. It's more important than any one of these fights. Why? It's even more important than election integrity. I can't talk about election integrity right now on YouTube or else I'm going to lose my entire channel. Our 352,000 subscribers, our over 38 million views that we have on our YouTube channel could disappear almost instantaneously if we continue to dive into it. That's the warning shot. The Ministry of Truth is a term that George Orwell wrote about in 1984. He said, there will be a ministry of truth, which, of course, is the opposite of truth. And you saw how they interfered in this election. And it's Republicans to blame for this, by the way. What did Republicans do when we controlled the House, the Senate, the presidency from 2016 to 2018? Oh, yeah, we cut corporate taxes for multi-trillion dollar companies. We never actually got serious about tech censorship or tech platform access. Why? Because they were all purchased by the tech companies. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you want to email us your questions, it's freedom@charliekirk.com. If you'd like to get behind us and support us, it's charliekirk.com/support. And get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. Thanks so much. God bless.